Om Shanti. Just to let you know that English translation is channel 1 and Arabic translation is number 3. So you turn the dial to number 3.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti, good evening. Can I just have a raise a few hands if you can hear me? Thank you. Okay. So this evening we have the pleasure of having Dadi with us, and it was just yesterday she had the thought to have this program, and look how many have come. I think there must be over 100 here. I think this is also going to be webcasted tonight as well.
Okay. Okay, you can announce it actually.
We have the Lebanese and the Kuwait group here, and so they've come especially just to be here for one night. They were in Oxford for a retreat. You may experience a bit of interference because there's going to be another language which is taking place at the same time, so they're in the same room. So apologies for now. They can hear me. I can't hear Daddy. I don't think.
ऐसे हर एक के दिल में लगता है, ऐसे हम शांति
Do we feel in our heart
सदा रहने के लिए शक्ति खींचते रहें परमात्मा से
That if we remain in that peace that we experience the power from Baba
हर एक का चाहता है
Do we want that internally
ऐसे मैं शांत रहूं
That if I stay peaceful
शांति में शक्ति
With the peace, then power
automatic
is experienced.
Paramatma aur hamare mein apna pyar bhar ke.
I can't hear Daddy.
Aisi shakti.
The power.
Sada rahe.
That power which is within myself, let it stay within myself.
परमात्मा का प्यार है हमारे साथ बहुत
God's love should always be with me
अटेंशन सभी कोई कहां अटेंशन न देवे
So we should not
प्यार है
The love that we have we should sit with that attention
परमात्मा तू मेरा है
Excuse me I can't hear Daddy so they're just trying
वो हमको कहता है मेरी हो तो पहले मैं कहती हूँ तो मेरा है या वो कहता है तो मेरी हो
say that Baba is mine or should I say that I am Baba's
वो ऊंचे से ऊंचा है
he is the highest on high
हम बिल्कुल संसार में कैसे रहने वाले वो हमको कहे तो मेरी हो तो मैं आंख उठा के देखूं
I'm looking at myself and saying, who's the one who's saying to me to look at myself? Who's the one who's saying that you belong to me? I apologize, but we experience a bit of technical hitch at the moment. I'm not able to hear Daddy accurately. Just one second. Okay, this is a bit better. Thank you.
उसको परमात्मा प्यार दे करके तो मेरी हो अंदर से आवाज निकलता है मैं तेरी हूँ
Do I feel within myself that I belong to Baba?
इसको कहते हैं meditation.
This is what we call meditation when we feel that we belong.
आत्मा अंदर से कहती है.
The soul within the self says that to
अपने
itself.
अपने आप आवाज निकलता है.
And within the self, that voice comes.
दिल से शुक्रिया वाला आवाज निकलता है. तन शांत दे रहा है, परंतु शक्ति भर रहा है. अपना प्यार दे करके, जो मेरे दिल में बिल्कुल सूखी हुई दिल.
Okay, that's better now. Sorry about that.
सच्चे प्रेम की प्यासी आत्मा की प्यास बुझा रहा है शक्ति आ रही है शांति से आ रही है
Within the self,
मैं सब बातों को छोड़
we experience that peace. And when I say with myself, let me let go of everything, anything which comes in front of me, let me just let go. And whatever I attain from Baba, let me just want that. I've lost a lot. But now I've received the treasures of peace and happiness, something that has been lost, and it's like we actually lost hope that we would ever find it. It's like we have felt that we have lost something, but we haven't known how we've lost it or when it happened, but now I feel it's coming to me again. Within my remembrance, do I feel this? When I'm sitting in meditation, do I feel this? Or do I feel that I'm spending my time trying to stabilize my intellect and trying to focus? But on myself, the understanding which the Supreme gives is that just make your intellect focus. This is the task that I need to do for myself. And then we have a pull. And we get that signal.
Attention.
That this is the attention. This is attention I need to pay. The silence is so deep. It gives us such a feeling. A good feeling. That experience. That experience. Let it accumulate. That it becomes like a hobby. That we enjoy doing it. Because then the tiredness which I've been experiencing for a long time, that's gone. Because the intellect has been wandering and looking for things, that it had become tired. But we are now taught how to remain very peaceful. And Baba says, just remain peaceful, child, just rest. Just remain carefree and just rest. We had become tired. And whether you do meditation or you do worshipping, but if you are tired, it's like you are restless. And there's a lot of like concern within the self. And so I can't experience that mind which is restful. I say to myself, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And then what happens? I don't feel the rest and I feel tired. And so God, with that love, says to me, forget the worry and the concern, and just to rest. Just rest. And I say, with that guarantee, everything will be okay. It will be okay, but just remain peaceful. Just remain peaceful, that's all. I'm responsible for you. You are my child. It'll be okay. And so this voice, which is within myself, which is from the Supreme, is so subtle within. That my own personal experience, that experience which Baba says is that you have been tired, but just now remain peaceful and just go into that depth of silence. Peace won't come just like that. It will come for a short time. But then it will go. I know within myself I can do it. I know because my religion is of that nature.
संकल्पें आई
and just with that peaceful thought things will come in front of me and I will do it peacefully
exercise jo hai na halka banati hai
this exercise within myself makes me become light
rest.
then first it's rest if I'm restful that tiredness will
exercise.
go when I do exercise makes me light
samajh rahe hai
so do you understand this You understanding?
Rest na milne ke karan.
If I don't rest because I'm not gaining the rest, I'm making a lot of effort. It's like laboring, and I've been doing that. And whatever I do,
to bhi karte hain, to mehnat se karte hain.
Whatever I do, it will be with that effort. And then if I don't gain any success, then I feel the pain. And at the same time, I can't do anything by myself. I have to work with others. I have to be with others. Others' opinions, others' sanskars, others' natures. To be with them and do things with them. Even though if the differences are there, differences of opinion, then tiredness also comes. Because my thoughts are not pure or elevated because of that reason, and because there's not that determination, tiredness comes. Because I'm caught in that trap of that I'm right or But only this can happen. This can only happen if I have God's power, that the right thoughts will come and it will be accurate and the right thing will come at the right time. It may be tomorrow, but today it will happen, okay? But tomorrow you will see. Tomorrow will happen, but don't think about it.
Time jata hai.
By thinking too much, our tiredness comes. One is to have worry, and one is to think too much. By worrying causes that sorrow and pain. That what will happen, how will happen, that worry will be there. And it's like I've actually been hurt a lot and I remember things of the past which has hurt me and so that I'm worried about the present time. And so then I have the worry because I don't have the faith with the Supreme and I'm just caught up in what others are saying. So where will that peace come? So this is why there's that discomfort there. And you all have that experience. Those who worry all the time, what sort of sleep will they have? What sort of sleep? You tell me, those who worry, how are they going to sleep? What sort of sleep are they going to have? They say they're sleeping. But on the other hand, those who have no worry but are just carefree, what sort of sleep would they have? And they will say, okay, I've made a mistake and I've asked for forgiveness and so it's okay. But tomorrow will be okay. And at night time, just to finish things. So at the night time, just have entire rest, that internal rest. The power within the soul should actually be experienced throughout the whole body. The power is experienced throughout the whole body. But if the soul is tired, and it's also seen through the body that this one is tired because the soul, you can't see the soul tired, but the body is seen tired. But who is the one who's actually tired? It's the soul. The soul is tired.
अंदर से परमात्मा ने
And within the self, God has taken our heart and has taken our burdens and made us free from tiredness. Okay, the destination may be high. And I've been remembering when I was 10, 12 years old, I went to Mussoorie and by the mountains. There were no buses or cars going up this particular mountain. And to go from one place, which is Dehradun, to Mussoorie, it's very high mountain, so we had to walk some of the way. You had to carry luggage and walk up the mountain. It was really impossible. And so the servants who are with us, they used to carry our bags. And I would just carry myself. So we never used to carry bags or anything, but I just felt within myself I had to go. And those poor things, I used to feel sorry that they had to carry the bags, but they were tough, they were muscle people, and they tied the bags in such a way that it was easy, and they used to put it on their shoulders, and they would walk in front of us, the ones with the bags. And they would be happy and walking in front of us, and even myself, I used to go up smiling, and sometimes to climb mountains you would need a stick to give support to go up, but we never even wanted any support to go up. But within myself, I felt, and even now I feel that I just want to go above. I want to go above, and somebody else has taken my baggages. Somebody else has taken my baggages, and for them, and for God, it's not a big deal. Don't think about anything, your bags, your baggages. Don't worry about it, and don't even think about it. Don't think about responsibilities or anything. Give me your concerns and you just remain carefree, that's all. You just have that faith within myself, within me. And so for me, it's not a big thing. And we know that for God, it's not a big thing. He's always above, and He also pulls us to that land of peace. All our burdens, all our baggages, He takes away, and also says anything which is of the past, the baggages, the burdens, He takes it away. Don't think of the past, that I did this, I did that. And what does Baba say? Just remain silent. Child, just remain silent. Just remain quiet. Just remain quiet. That's all. And when you want to make a child quiet, what do? You give them good food to eat. So within myself, also emerge these things. And Baba says that whatever I teach you, you speak that also. And keep these things in yourself. Think about these things. But anything else? Who said to you to think of anything else? Who said to you, God is your father, He's your teacher, and he says, this is not allowed. You carry these burdens on your head, and then you said, I can't remember you. Then you lower your head. The ones who've got a burden on their head, or whether they've got concerns, they can't sit straight. But what do I need to do? Just within my heart, there's that strength there. When there's no burdens within my heart, there's that God's power, there's the happiness. So within yourself, if you see yourself even slightly tired, I will give you a method. even if there's that slight tiredness there.
So
today I don't want to see that tiredness in my service that I do, in my relationships, or even in my personal life. The tiredness doesn't allow me to remain happy. And when you see others happy and you're tired, you just feel that nobody really understands me. Why are they happy? But God says, child, you are mine. And in today's world, what happens is the mother and the father are the ones who get tired. So what's going to happen to the children? What they don't do, they don't read stories or talk to them and rock them to sleep. Because they don't sleep, they don't allow the children to sleep. And so that drama for us is finished. So the mother and father who we belong to, where we used to live, but now I belong to the Supreme. I'm the child of God. He makes us go to sleep. He also wakes us up in the morning. So do you understand that? So within myself, I always feel I'm just a child. From then up to now, I'm not old. I'm just a child. So, yes, child, just go to sleep. Yes, Baba. What else do I need to do? And in the morning, I wake up. And Baba says, just sit. Get up and sit. But if there's even the slightest form of worry, there's that pain. And when I think too much, then I lose my energy. My energy, which is in myself, I don't gain. I'm just losing energy. But if I'm carefree, and if there's nothing about others or myself in my mind, then because I have that big heart, and by singing the virtues, I just feel that my mind is peaceful and my subconscious is very clean. And then so there's only good thoughts there. There's only good thinking then, good feeling. Within myself, there's only good thinking that everything's okay. And so there's no form of mixture of waste within myself. If there's even the slightest form of waste which is mixed within myself, then there's no strength, there's no energy. And so the reason why I'm saying this, that in this time, our sanskars, our relationships has pulled us away from the Supreme Being, and because of this reason, our energy has been lost. The personal power which is within the soul has disappeared. And what happens then? The Supreme within the self, gives the power. In this body. So within this body, within the soul, gives us the power to remain peaceful. I have to consider myself and consider myself to be myself, and when I experience God to be myself, then I can experience that power. I don't belong to anybody else, even though somebody says that you belong to me, but no, you'll only stumble. One day they'll say to you, you are mine, and then tomorrow they'll say, no, you are not mine, and then you'll stumble and be deceived. So when my body is in pain also, then what happens? I feel pain. And also if I say that this one's not mine, then I need to say to myself, okay, I want to be okay. I'm doing things just on God's service, and then what happens is I don't take pain from anybody else. If I have slightly form of pain, then others seeing me will take advantage of that. So I should not experience sorrow, and I shouldn't let others see me in that feeling of sorrow. Nobody should also think about me. Baba says you become the sensible one, the wise one. So the doctor, you're listening to this? The doctor? Not sure which doctor she means. How that power to experience within that self, what does the doctor say to the patient? Just rest and you'll be okay. And so God also says, just rest. And so today I'm saying to everyone, first rest. Until that tiredness is not finished, then any form of illness within myself won't finish. Illness will increase, even though the doctor may give a lot of medicines, but that restlessness won't go. And so I used to learn this, that first the doctor would give me an injection. She's talking about her own experience, that they give an injection to give that strength, or some doctors give the injection to sleep, but I never felt comfortable with that. The doctor would feel, okay, which medicine and which injection to give. But I would say, okay, you do what you need to do. I never used to shake my hands and think, what's going to happen? And I never used to say, no, don't give me this. I never used to have any thoughts at all. And the doctor would say, I'm doing it for your benefit. And so God would say, I'm doing things for your benefit. I will make you okay. You just remain peaceful. Because of worrying and thinking too much, because of that habit, because they don't have that faith, they worry too much, but everything will be okay, and so no need to worry. So make my intellect very peaceful, because I'm not experiencing that peace within my intellect. I can't experience that love from God. That love which I'm meant to experience from God, it's like food. How can you tell someone who's hungry to go to sleep? The one who wants to sleep, first give them food. And so I used to see when I first came to UK that she used to watch people that they used to go to sleep with an empty stomach, and used to say, no, eat something. And so I used to say to people, eat something and then go to sleep. And so God shares things with us and says, then go to sleep. Good things, if it's not in your intellect, if I don't experience God within my intellect, then that real peace, that real rest, I can't experience. The biggest illness, for whether it's of the body or the mind, is tiredness. No matter what happens to you, okay, we may have these four subjects of knowledge, yoga, dharma, and seva, service. Knowledge we have to imbibe, and only then we can have yoga. The knowledge should first go penetrate within myself with that understanding. We've received a lot of knowledge, but the essence of the knowledge makes the intellect pure and it enables us to gain a connection with God. But if it's not imbibed within myself, okay, I did the service. Okay, we served others, but myself, I'm tired. It's like I'm working but I haven't eaten anything. I haven't kept God as my companion. And that means I haven't played my part as an observer. The knowledge makes us an observer and it makes God our companion. Knowledge makes us as an observer and God becomes our companion. And so then the work will happen. 90% of the work Baba does. 10% he makes us do the work and then the happiness is there. Who experiences that? That 90% he does. Only 10% through us as an instrument just makes us do. But that happiness, he did everything. But we experience so much happiness that it's like we did everything because he doesn't expect. So that happiness, he is the ocean of happiness. And however much we want to take, he gives. It's my job to gain that happiness. But that happiness can only come when I'm present. That you are the one who will do everything and I will just stay with you. So he does things and all I do is say Haji. I don't come into the thinking. So who likes this? Do you agree with it? Do you like it? What Daddy just said? If I'm worrying about something, then it's like, okay, you know, Baba says, you just do it, and then I feel tired, there's no yoga, and then I say, I don't know what happened, I don't know what happened, and then things are not done accurately. Because I'm not doing things as an observer, that I'm detached. I'm detached and I just do the work and then let go. Just be detached. So we haven't taught this, we haven't learned this from God. So when we see someone's face, the way they work, the way they interact, we take it within myself and then I become heavy because I'm looking at another individual. And because I don't have the experience of having Baba with me. Okay, we may have good thoughts about things. But in reality, if God makes me do things, then no one can enable me to do better than that. No ordinary person, no human can make me do the sort of way, the way God does. So if we forget, waste things, but even ordinary things, if we remove that away, and he enables us to do so much, he's the one who enables us to attain so much, he makes us experience the lightness and the happiness. Because we experience this, he wants us to experience this. All I need to do is, okay, Baba, you do things. So rather than going, oh, what should I do, what should I do? But no, yes, I will do. Because the face reveals everything. So do you look at your face to see what's happening on your face, your expressions? You look at other people's faces, but look at your face. By maintaining our face, I've shared this a few times, and I shared today with someone, and whoever was listening, she said, well, this is the first time I've heard this. But Daddy said, I've shared this a few times. And so Daddy said that the first thing I do
darpan ko saaf rakhna
is to keep that my internal mirror very clean, my mirror very clean, so I can see myself. The mirror within myself should be so clean that I don't have to pay too much attention, but I can see naturally myself. Rather than seeing this one and that one, my mirror has become dirty. By seeing others, then if the mirror is not clean, I can't really see myself. And then I'm just seeing how others are seeing me. And then we see how this one is seeing this one, and that one will see that one, and the other one will see the other one. And someone say this, you are so good. You say you are so good and you are happy. And if somebody else says you are not good, you don't feel good. So that's the wonder. So look at our state of ourselves, really. To see myself, if my mirror is not clean, then how can I see myself? I'm not realizing that my mirror is not clean. And to clean my mirror, I just need to be my own friend, my best friend.
Whatever
in the heart, the mirror which is in my heart, when I see myself, when I look at myself, Baba will also be very happy that yes, this child is very sensible, she is looking at herself. And then I can see instantly that this one's not good, and because I'm seeing that this is not good, I can remove it instantly. And when I see others, that I'm showing others, what usually happens is that when I show others I'm like this, then she sees others and in such a way that they're happy. And so if they're happy, I'm happy. So it shouldn't be that I should be happy if others are happy, but within myself, that transformation should come, that I look at myself and I see others and I see myself and I don't look at anything else. And if I don't see anybody else and just look at myself, how much peace there is and how much understanding there is, how much power there is. So where's that tiredness then? It doesn't exist. So have that mercy, compassion on yourself. So find a remedy for your tiredness. Forget everything else. Everything will be okay. Everything else will be okay. And we used to, in the olden days, that we used to find our own efforts. We used to find our own ways of how to make ourselves okay. There's somebody who used to sell sticks, and somebody used to cut sticks and cut the wood and then bring the sticks at home and then also sell the sticks. And all day he would just think about cutting sticks and selling sticks, and he never used to think of anything else. He used to bring money and feed the children, etc. And then one sadhu said to him, one guru said to him, you just sit next to me. And so by sitting next to me, then everything was okay. And he said to them, by sitting next to the guru, the sadhu, he sent a message to his house and say, I've now died to the world. I don't belong to you. I've just sitting here. And so the people in his household saw him that he's died, and so now by him not worrying or anything, the house actually prospered even better, a bigger house, and everything was better. And so now the sadhu said to him, you go back to that house. And his wife and his children said, well, you had died, but look at us, we're okay. we're okay. And then that man realized that because I was worrying, I never had anything, and I felt that nothing would work without me, but everything were okay. His wife was okay, his children were okay, but because he was worrying, and because of the arrogance and the burden that I've got to do this, I've got to get this much, that much, but to do good in remembrance, to experience peace and to spread the waves of peace, to experience happiness and to be okay with others. But if I'm tired and irritated and say, no, I've got to let go. So if I get tired, I just go away somewhere and remain peaceful. So if I don't know how to remain peaceful, then what happens? Tiredness will always be there. So Baba would always say to the children, he used to make us his, the effort, any of the burdens or whatever was what we felt within ourselves, Baba said, I would take away your burdens. And Baba said, you just become my good child. He would just feel that peace and power and said, just forget everything. And while seeing you, what does service mean? If you're okay, if you're peaceful, while seeing you, automatically through your vibrations, all the work will be okay. Everything will be okay. The task will be okay. So the main thing is to create that good atmosphere. You're not going to get good atmosphere around you. So within myself, to have that good atmosphere. But what may happen sometimes, that a thought may come in such a way that it really spoils our vibrations, our attitude, everything. And I feel that, you know, I don't know what's happened or why it's happened, and I don't know where it's come, but I have created it. Whatever thoughts were created and were born, by staying in a negative environment, wherever I've become restless, peaceless, and disheartened, but no, I should remain very fresh inside, powerful, and experience that peace, that real peace within myself. Not that, you know, sometimes there will be peacelessness, but no, all the time peaceful. And then I feel within myself everything will be peaceful, everything will be okay, and now I'm carefree. Now, carefree. So to remain carefree becomes an art. It becomes a skill. And it's like I become the master. I'm a child, but I'm a master. And I'm a companion. He's with me, my companion. And by making him my companion, whatever he does through me, I learn and then I help the world. Because now I've gained an experience. Like I know how much work he's done on me. And the amount of work that he's done on me, and I'm seeing how much work he's doing me. And because of this experience, because if I learn this art, then Baba sees that this child has learned this, and then you then help others. There shouldn't be any form of arrogance that I did this, but no. And there should not be any form of attachment there either. Then you can't do God's task. Then you need to be detached. If only when you're detached, you can do the work. So Baba teaches us to become detached and free from arrogance and ego. And when there's no tiredness, I do things with that alertness. And somebody asked a very good question this morning. It was Neville who asked the question.
Yani har samay,
that all the time,
right vichar aave, kaise ho sakta?
How can it be that I can always have the good, right thoughts all the time? How can I have always good, right thoughts? And so I said, look, God has given us such an understanding that He shows us what I need to think about. He's taught us on what I need to think about for myself. What thoughts? He's also shown me what sort of thoughts to make me strong inside. If I don't know how to move myself or to know myself, how can I tell anybody else or show anybody else? First, God has given me that understanding, given it to me, not to others, but to me. Within, there was no knowledge, but with, He's given me the understanding and the knowledge, then I know how to do things for myself. And then what happens? According to the time, according to the person, the right things, the right thoughts will come at the right time. Do you understand that? So she's saying, Balamai, did you understand that the right time, the right person, and then I know, okay, this one's in front of me, and then I say the right thing. And so then if I need to know anything, it can happen. The things I need for myself will also be accurate because of that love from the Supreme. And because of that, according to the time, according to the person who's in front of me, the right things will emerge, the right things will come out. Do you understand that? So whatever anybody really needs, whichever words somebody needs to hear, it's not that, okay, this one needs this, and but each one will need certain things according to who they are and according to the time. And so what does the doctor do? Okay, the queue of the patients is very long outside his door. He won't see all the patients in one go. He'll bring each patient in front of him. One at a time. Each patient's illness, it's not like, you know, it's because of this one's illness, that one has the same illness. No, each one will have their own remedy. And so he will see the patient and give them the right medicine. So at the same time, my thought shouldn't be very quick. And because if I'm not hurrying and saying this is the same as that, then the right judgment won't come. This is why gives us that power with that honesty, gives us that right feeling that there's no confusion of what to say at any time. Because at the moment, we are getting confused. Because we don't know ourselves, we're getting confused about ourselves. Because we're confused, we're not happy, we're not intoxicated. To remain happy all the time, that's how we want to be. But because we're confused, nobody else can really take care of you. If you can't take care of yourself, how can you take care of others? And this is why Baba says, I'm responsible for you. However much you are able to do, just do that much. And if you remain good, if you remain true to yourself, I will do a lot through you. Don't fall into others' karma. Don't think about what they're doing or that what they're meant to do. Don't fall into that. Don't think because it's like a waste of time. So your time, your thoughts, use it in a worthwhile way so they become useful. And then there will be that happiness there. Because then you'll see that success will be there. So who's understood this? What I've just shared now, did you understand it? Raise your hands. Did you understand? The reason why I'm asking this, that if I understand something, if I like it, by bringing it into practice, it is like that it becomes my experience. It's my experience and I like it and it will remain with me. And that's it. You've understood yourself, and this time which has come in front of me, last night that is, was remembering that I should have this class this evening, this was yesterday, because it's my feeling, it's my pure feeling that time is really moving along, but by making 100% efforts on myself to gain that full marks, that by being an instrument, how many other people can benefit? This is the way I see things. Everything will benefit and everything will be okay. But if I don't pay attention on myself, if I don't make myself worthy, and the things that I need to do, if I don't make myself full, and if I'm again and again becoming empty, and sometimes I'm full, sometimes I'm empty, if I keep on fluctuating like this, but if I'm empty, then what's going to happen? And what happens? We become very clever in wasting. Baba says, I give you so much treasures, and because of your arrogance or because of your carelessness, you lose things. Then Baba says, what can I do? The one who's going to give will always give. All I need to do is just fill myself. And so coming back again, through my efforts, there should be that honesty. We shouldn't get tired of effort. Effort shouldn't have tiredness. There's no tiredness in effort, but because of tiredness, effort isn't there. Is that true? If we think we're laboring, then we get tired. We should have that much sense. That we don't get tired. First, that effort should be to remove tiredness. So I'm saying this with my experience, really. Okay, you may rest for 8 hours, your tiredness won't go, believe me. But just for 20 minutes, you sit like this. Just 20 minutes. This is my experience. By sleeping for 8 hours, you'll only be tired, and when you come for yoga, you'll still be tired. Because there's that internal tiredness, the mind is tired. Because there's that connection between the mind and the body, and then I'm not able to sit alert. And what does my heart say? Just go to sleep because I'm tired. But no, only 20 minutes sit like this. This is my advice to you. Just like this, alert. And then so much power you will gain. And then I know this is it. I've understood. Myself, with that love, I know how to take care of myself now. I have to take care of myself, and so I shouldn't become careless in this. To take care of myself, God will care for me, but He teaches us how to take care of myself, so don't be careless in this. Today, the biggest mistake is because they're careless. That's the biggest mistake that's happening. And there's a lot of things which goes wrong because of carelessness. They're not able to study, they're not able to gain an income because of carelessness. And so it's like they go into all sorts of trouble sometimes because there's no faith in the self and no faith in others. There's carelessness there. But the one who pays attention to themselves according to the time, I've got to do this, and if I do it with attention, I will gain success, I will gain God's companionship, and others will have faith in me, and I will have good relationships with others, and then I will gain that power. So this is why I say again and again, have due effort with honesty, take help from God, and take my good wish as well. Take my good wishes. Use those good wishes. If I don't use those good wishes, then what? But at the same time, with love, with that friendly, loving friendship for everyone, I say that this is the time. It's time for our effort to be with God and this family, to gain that love from the family, this spiritual family. This is our family, the love from the family, to gain that happiness. Take it now, then you will always remain happy. And you will gain victory and you will never be defeated. Om Shanti. We'll have 3 minutes of silence, and then 4 o'clock meditation will be here in the conference hall. 4 o'clock Amadvela will be here in the conference hall. Om Shanti.